As the beloved Master Jesus speaks his heart to us tonight, we ask our mighty I Am presence to draw forth from the great central sun those activities of the cosmic fire that are most required in the physical octave to hold the victory for our nation and through America for the world, to give every assistance possible to the ascended host in drawing their flame here to forever put an end to the human. Beloved ones of my heart, tonight I come to bring you two tremendous qualities of mastery. One, the flame of peace. The other, the acknowledgement of my victory. And as we enter in to the understanding of what the cosmic fire contains within it for the assistance of mankind and for the creation of perfection throughout all ages to come, I wish you to feel me very close with you at all times. It is necessary that you feel me as close as possible, as often as possible, and hold your attention upon me during these 9 days. We are making a tremendous effort to concentrate every possible power of the cosmic fire within this nation, to draw into the outer physical energy of this world those powers from our octave that hold the balance of the energy within the physical structure of the earth and the balance within the energy of the emotional bodies of mankind. And I want you to feel, as you enter with me into the closeness of our consciousness and your use of this cosmic fire, I want you to become aware of that in your own feeling world at any moment when I might flash it to you. From our heights of power and my temple of cosmic flame, there comes constantly, like a mighty river, into the physical energy of this world, a continual stream of fire whose purifying power removes from mankind the desire to any longer defy the cosmic law of the universe or to oppose the perfection that life so lovingly offers at all times. Now, if you will enter in with me to the feeling, my feeling, of the peace within the great all-Christ flame of creation, even though you stood in the midst of turmoil, so long as that quiet was held within your feeling world, no destruction could touch you. We want you to feel yourselves enfolded in our flame of everlasting peace. Let its cosmic fire about you may give you such control within yourselves that no condition of the physical world could cause you to be distressed for any reason. I have been called the Prince of Peace. Therefore, since part of my great obligation to life is to establish the cosmic Christ flame of peace into the physical structure of Earth as the authority of the future, then the peace which I feel and the flame which I direct carries that same permanent action into the energy of the mental and feeling world of the mankind of Earth. But you, who are giving me your conscious attention and cooperation during these 9 days, may draw very much deeper into our cosmic flame of peace and feel this added power to give you great strength and greater encouragement in the use of the cosmic fire to more quickly perfect your own conditions and at the same time move throughout the nation that which purifies it more quickly. Now, when you call forth the eternal peace of the All Christ flame, know with every fiber of your being that that flame flashes from the great central sun through the physical sun, through your own mighty I Am presence. And that expands from within out. But when the call goes to the heart of the central sun for cosmic peace, then there comes a rush of that great cosmic flame from every ascended master and cosmic being who assist the people of Earth to be free. So, in desiring peace to be established upon the Earth, there must come the desire from the individual to arise into the cosmic flame of peace from the heart of the I Am presence and from our octave. And there, in that great love to life, for the flame of its peace to come into this world, does the call register, and the release of the flame is instantaneous in its answer into the physical octave. Now, when you call forth my ascended Jesus Christ peace, try to understand that that is the feeling of absolute mastery that I had even before the ascension. And it was that feeling that enabled me to attain my victory, and that still abides in the energy of the etheric record of my ascension over the hill of Bethany. Now that is a focus of the flame of peace to the Earth. And I want you to feel that tonight with all you are and have. That's why I placed that there. It is not only a magnet for the attention of mankind to raise them gradually into my octave of perfection, but within that energy is the flame of peace abiding in the atmosphere of Earth, which must one day expand until it possesses all into that great vibratory action of our love, where peace is eternal. Strange as it seems, and much as mankind dislike distress, yet when they had the opportunity among the nations of the world, they did not declare a permanent peace. That is, of course, an hypnotic condition held by the sinister force over the people of Earth. Now there must come an acknowledgement on the opposite side and the demand for the fiery peace of eternity to possess and control all the energy in the physical octave. You make the call, and the flame will do the rest. Now then, I said to you centuries ago, and some of you who are here were with me during my ministry and were the observers of my ascension. And I said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. And since my victory stands as a living magnet in the atmosphere of Earth, to continually draw upon the attention of mankind until it is permanently held upon my perfection, then my victory holds its power in the physical octave still. And when you acknowledge the flame of my victory, then that flame must come into you and make you victorious over this world also. When you acknowledge ascended Jesus Christ's victory, that flame flashes first from your own presence, then from my temple of life, then from my heart's flame, then from the etheric record of my victory. And that is a fourfold action of the flame of victory. I want you to feel this so that at any moment when you need mastery over the conditions of the physical world, you will acknowledge quickly within yourselves, I am the ascended Jesus Christ's victory over everything in this world. Then there can flash through you and around you the fire from our octave. That is always the control of all physical force. I want you to feel this tonight with all you are and have. Because the more you acknowledge me, the closer I will come, and the more I will be with you to bring the victory of peace to the world. If you want these conditions in the physical world, then my loved ones, they have to be acknowledged. And in the statements I used during my experiences, I had to acknowledge my victory long before it manifested in the physical. And so it is with you. As you use those statements I gave, and those which have been given under this radiation, the acknowledgement goes forth many times long before the manifestation takes place. But now, as you are facing a much more rapid action of the cosmic light, and as you call forth these activities of the cosmic fire into the physical octave, you will find everything acts much more quickly as you draw this into outer physical command. And when you want to be victorious over the conditions in this world, why do you not acknowledge my victory? I offer you my ascended master consciousness. I said I am with you always. Why would I be with you if it were not to give you your victory, or to give you my victory that you too might be victorious? Therefore, when you say, I am ascended Jesus Christ, peace to the earth, I am ascended Jesus Christ, victory over all that is human, then the flame of my victory stands beside you as instantly as you speak the words. You might wonder, well, how can I send that forth to so many at such far distance from each other? When you understand that within the fire element of cosmic action, it acts instantly throughout all life, because all life is one, then the moment your life acknowledges the victory of my life, my victory is there to serve you and make your life victorious also. Otherwise, how could we help you? When you understand deeply the oneness of life, the oneness of substance, and the oneness of energy, and then you enter into the use of the cosmic fire, which interpenetrates everything in creation, then you will know the moment you send your thought to us, instantly the fire flashes in and around your outer selves, and we are present with you then through that flame. Therefore, if you want the peace from our octave, the flame of peace can flash in and around you and abide with you unto your ascension. If you want our victory in your world, we can flash the flame in and around you to stay there until your ascension. If you want the peace from our great temples of the cosmic fire, as you acknowledge that, then that flame of peace is established around you forever. Please feel that every time we pour our radiation to you, every call you make for our assistance is answered by a flame from our octave that is permanently anchored in and around you. And if sometimes the attention of the outer self is held on outer things, when our flame stands there awaiting your acceptance, just know that when your attention comes back to the call you have made and you hold harmonious, the flame that is standing there reaches in and fulfills your call. So no call is ever unanswered. I want you to become so at one in the use of these activities of the cosmic fire that when you say, I am the victorious flame of the All Christ, it means that you in the outer self have established a focus in and around you of all the perfection of the cosmic fire from all beings who have attained that perfection in our octave. You see, you must think more deeply on the oneness of life, the oneness of substance, and the oneness of energy. And when you realize that the great cosmic fire of creation, it penetrates everything in the universe, well, then that fire is ever present with you. Whether you call forth the peace of that fire, whether you call forth the victory of that fire, or whether you call forth the light and the love or the power of that fire, matters not. The fire exists everywhere. And what you call the electrons are in reality tiny sparks of fire, and they exist everywhere throughout the universe. So when there comes a call from your mental and feeling world to the greater life of the universe for its more magnificent qualities to act in your physical world, they act through the flame, the cosmic fire of our octave. Even the substance that is lowered from our octave is in reality a form of the fire element. And that is why in the use of the words, the All Christ, then that means that fire element that exists everywhere in creation. And it is paramount to saying, when you call forth the victory of the All Christ, it is paramount to saying, I call forth the victory of all the fire element of creation. When you want your victory over this world, you will have to use these powers of the cosmic fire. If mankind want peace to be permanent on the earth, they will have to use the cosmic Christ flame of everlasting peace. And if they want perfection, then they will have to call forth the cosmic flame of their own beloved I Am presence, which holds all perfection for the outer self. And as you turn your attention to the chart, making your calls to it to release the powers that change conditions here into perfection, may I help you tonight to feel that as you turn your attention to the presence, that it is a person? You're not quite aware of that. You're aware of each other as persons. May I say your presence is a person too? But you don't quite realize that. The higher mental body is a person. The person of you that doesn't make any mistakes. And when you call forth my ascended Jesus Christ victory over all in this world, my visible, tangible presence in the flame stands beside you, projected instantly in answer to your call. Now that is an extension of my heart's flame, but it is not the full power of my ascended master body. May I say, it is all the intensity of the cosmic fire that you can stand at the present time. For were I to come to you in the full cosmic action of all the cosmic Christ fire that comes under my direction, I would have to be very merciful and not use too much of it. You do not quite understand how terrific is the power of the cosmic fire in our octave. Of course, that is only terrific to the human feelings, but nevertheless, it is an intensity of electronic force whose pressure is very great. And therefore, as you call forth my ascended Jesus Christ victory of cosmic fire here, then that enfolds you and goes forth around you and is like a hand clearing away that which has been your problem or obstruction at the time. Try to feel with every fiber of your being that every quality you require can be charged in and around you by the cosmic fire, which it is my great privilege to direct, whose only action is the love that purifies and raises all into the fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, you want the divine plan manifested in the physical octave, do you not? And since that is the desire of your heart and is the desire of the ascended host, then may I say, before your manifestation comes, you must acknowledge it. When you say, I am the ascended Jesus Christ, manifestation of the divine plan fulfilled, then the way is open for us to blaze the flame and the substance that helps your manifestation to come instantly into outer action. It is to draw you into the use of the perfection and the powers of our octave that we have come through the years to give you our radiation, because the feeling of our mastery is in all the energy of our life. And if you want that mastery in this world, you're going to have to feel it from us. If you're studying music and you want to become like your teacher, the teacher gives you his consciousness of that music, and you must take it and you must use it, and then you become that which you desire. And so it is with us. We stand ever ready to give you the gift. And we can come just as close as you will let us. And the closeness with which we come is determined by your acknowledgement and your peace. So to call forth The immortal peace of the ascended masters means that that fire enfolds you to the control of everything else around you. Now, in the phrase which I gave you last night, in your call to your presence and the ascended host, to blaze the flame in and around you that glorifies you, what do you think that glory is? The glory is the revealing of all the power and powers from within your own life flame, and they are set into action through the physical body to serve you in the physical world, to make this world like ours. And since our world is a glorious world of beauty and perfection and love and happiness and peace and freedom, then as you call those flames into the physical octave to be for you the physical conditions you desire, then demand that the all Christ flame blaze into your every decree and produces the physical fulfillment of the divine plan. Now, what do you think is the action of life that enables us to answer you instantly? It is the great central sun magnet's magnetic power of eternal fiery love. And since that magnetic power of cosmic love is the cohesive action of all energy in the universe and all substance to produce form, then when you call forth our flame, or we send it in through and around you, we are using the magnetic power or the fiery love of the great central sun magnet to hold in and around you that which you require until you can reach forth and accept it and use it and produce perfection here that fulfills the divine plan. Now, since I have become the cosmic Christ, when you ask to enter in to the heart of the cosmic Christ, or you demand to feel the love I have felt through all the centuries, I will make you know what the power of love can do for you. I will make you know within yourselves its mastery over the conditions and energy of this world. May I say to you, some of you have loved greatly through the centuries past, but since I have had 2,000 years to love in the Ascended Master's octave, may I say my love is greater than yours? Well, if you want my greater love, you have but to acknowledge it in yourselves, and I will place it there, and it will not be so difficult to pour forth the love that holds command and governs destructive forces so they dare not approach. For they cannot approach me. And if I place my flame of love in and around you, they cannot approach you. Do you not see what we meant when we offer you the use of our ascended master consciousness? My love that has grown and expanded with such intensity over the past centuries is a far greater power than anything you know of in the physical octave. So if you ask that my ascended Jesus Christ love in his cosmic mastery be made alive in you, I will make it alive in you. And I will see that it burns through everything else until it is supreme in your outer use. You know, the beloved Saint Germain said to you, it might not be easy for you to pour forth love when it was needed. But you could use our love, and it would not be difficult for us to place that flame of love into the condition when you, in the outer self, might rebel considerably against placing that flame there when it ought to be there. And that is how, if you will use our heart's flame, if you will use our flame of victory in the physical octave, we can pour forth our love, or you can call forth the flame of our love into a condition to handle it when you cannot handle it yourselves by physical argument or speech. That is why when a condition needs to be filled with the cosmic fire that establishes harmony so you may produce perfection, and you do not care too much to pour love into the situation, you can call forth our flame of love, and it won't be any strain on you. And what do you think our love is? I told you a moment ago. It is the great central sun magnet's magnetic power that holds all things together in harmonious cooperation. Now, isn't that required in the world today? Governments require it. Individuals require it in the body in order to hold the atomic structure comfortable so you can use it. Families require it. Business requires it. Nations require it. Is there anything in this world that does not require the flame of our love? Is there any condition that the cosmic fire of our love could not change? Then, since it is what the world requires the most and is the most powerful activity of life in the universe, then it needs to be called into outer physical action more than anything else you do in the physical world. And yet, it is the thing that mankind use the least. When it seems difficult to pour the love into a condition that harmonizes it, do not rebel too much within yourselves. If you can't pour the love in through your own feelings, call the flame of our cosmic Christ love to go in there and do that which you cannot. Now, it doesn't mean that we love the world instead of you. We offer you our love to transmute the world until it is better so you can love it. Now, isn't that merciful? Well, then please don't forget to use my ascended Jesus Christ fire of all Christ love. You don't know yet what is in that phrase, the all Christ. But just go on and use it till your own experiences reveal to you the majesty and the magnitude of its power. When you say, "Be fire of the all Christ love, come thou into physical action everywhere I abide." Try it and see for yourselves the magic of its power. And since I said my love was greater than yours, and you call forth my ascended Jesus Christ love and its fiery flame into a condition, then you are using our ascended master consciousness. And as you use this to perfect conditions around you, will you yourselves raise into more of this love until you become its flame made manifest here? And then it won't be any effort to pour forth that love which changes things into perfection. Try for one day the acknowledgement of the ascended Jesus Christ victory of all Christ love, so that everything in your world is vibrating At the rate of that fire, that flame, that is our mastery and our perfection of life. Call forth the peace of our love, the victory of our love. Call forth the health of our love into yourselves. And our love can forgive anything. Therefore, when you give yourselves the flame of our love, then are you doing that which is right to God? You can give the flame of our love to yourselves. I could say you could draw it to yourselves, but that isn't what I mean. I said you can give the flame of our love, which we offer you, you can give that to the outer self, that it may become the perfection of the higher mental body. And that is what mankind cannot give you. Sometimes when the higher mental body wants to expand the flame through you, and the outer self rebels, and chaos reigns, because the house is divided against itself within, and the turmoil seems to be distressing, you make your calls for that great cosmic Christ love of all eternity to make its fire blaze in you with whatever intensity makes you victorious over all in this world. And when you want the ascended Jesus Christ love of the fire from the heart of the central sun, and the flame of the All Christ becomes established around you, then will the presence draw nearer to you, and you will feel it as a person with whom you associate. And may I say, with whom you will never quarrel. So let the presence, in its closer personal love to you, come into the outer self, and you reach forth and give yourselves all that is within the flame of love which we offer to you. You give yourselves many other things, do you not? Yes, you do. You have given yourselves distress and problems in human creation without limit. Now, let us reach into the heart of the power of love. I let the All Christ love flame come in and around you and demand that it be established there forever, wherever you move. I could go on indefinitely, and tonight I am making you feel the inner quiet of this. Because we want this flame called forth consciously into the physical octave and expanded to a certain intensity before peace can come in the outer world. So you can give the world peace by calling forth the ascended Jesus Christ flame of the All Christ love. May that All Christ love flood an ocean of its flame around you and establish peace, or provide the way whereby peace may become eternal to the earth. Then will the truth be known, how the presence does glorify you, and how you, in the use of my ascended Jesus Christ flame of love, can glorify your nation, and the nation glorify the world. The glorifying presence of this great cosmic love is magnificent to behold, and never in eternity could you ever become weary of its use. So when the flame of our love is required in the physical octave, and you seem not to be able to pour forth the love to handle conditions, call forth the all Christ love and that power of cosmic fire that does produce that which mankind cannot oppose. I enter in with you tonight in the use of its cosmic powers, and may that love reveal to you all that is within its heart. And as you give yourselves more and more of that flame by your own conscious call, will you find no veils between the outer self and the higher mental body. Do you see what I've been driving at? Then you will know that your higher mental body is a person interested in you, and you will feel its companionship, and you will never again feel that you are alone. You cannot be alone so long as you are an extension of that flame. Therefore, you can be the bearer of our cosmic fire of all Christ love into the physical world by conscious command, and that can do in the outer world what only love can do when you in the outer self yet have not quite reached the momentum where your love could do that alone, direct from your presence. So long before the fullness of your own cosmic fire reaches into outer action, you may draw our flames of all Christ love into physical conditions and just draw the flame there and go on your way and let the great law of cosmic love in its fiery activity go on and do its perfect work for the freedom of mankind and the anchorage of permanent peace to the earth. You cannot have peace unless the flame of our love comes first. Do the best you can to pour your own love into outer conditions to hold perfection. But know that it is the flame of all Christ love from our octave that must precede the establishment of perfect peace and permanent peace to the earth. So as I commend you to the glory of its heart, will you realize that the glorifying presence of the universe, the beloved I am, is this great cosmic love from the heart of the central sun, and its glorious power is greater than you can ever understand. Move into outer action the power of all Christ love and see for yourselves how unlimited will become your activities in the outer world, and your limitations of the centuries will have been shattered as you go forward, free in that great cosmic love that does all and is all and rules all with perfection forever. Cast aside every limitation and demand the ascended Jesus Christ victory, which I offer tonight, of the all Christ love, till love from our octave is understood by all mankind here, and behold, you are free in the use of its boundless power. Draw its power without limit of all Christ love, and let your beloved I Am presence and the ascended host show you the magic of its action, the power of its cosmic authority, and the freedom which brings eternal peace. It all depends on the amount of that flame drawn into the physical octave, how soon your peace will come. So from tonight, as we have sat here and poured forth this cosmic fire, may it continue to intensify in and around you all until you are the open doors for peace to the world. Our love that once reigned here may again take command of its own on the victory of the All Christ flame. Become that which consumes the shadows everywhere, and its great blazing flame fill the earth until peace is eternal. And until then, you go forward free from that which is not love. In all the glory and majesty of its cosmic presence, do I clothe you tonight and anchor those flames permanently into you and your world, until wherever you go, those flames forever expand and perfection outpictures as you fulfill the great divine plan by obedience to the law of this love which the world demands in order to be free. May the cosmic presence of its blazing fire glorify you and make you its everlasting peace to the earth. And may you draw it forth, prepare the way that we may bring peace and the perfection that is to be here forever, quickly into at least your beings and worlds, to hold the balance until more of the destructive forces can be removed from the world. In the glorifying presence of all Christ's love, do I seal you tonight. And as the transfiguring action of its glorious fire begins its dominion in you, will you arise, made whole, and go forward, master of circumstance and victor over this world. I commend you to the joy of its presence and the everlasting peace of its boundless powers. Thank you for being the open door through whom I could draw it tonight, and may it go forth into the nation and prepare the way for peace to come and forever reign supreme o'er all through love. Thank you and good night. Beloved Master Jesus, thank you for your love. May you clothe us and make us its victory. Clothe us in its presence and move us forward. The All Christ love from your octave and the physical world to supply that which is required until peace is permanent to the earth. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of the ascended Jesus Christ victory of all Christ love. And make that love blaze everywhere till all else is gone forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in its dazzling fire and make us its everlasting peace. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty victory. Thank you, beloved Jesus. And thank you, great presence of the mighty I Am of life everywhere for love. May its peace possess the earth and its cosmic fire possess and rule us all forever. to the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels. We call as never before for your presence with us. Clothe us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim and their cosmic fiery love. And do thou, O beloved Arcturus, expand that unfed flame in our hearts to meet the sevenfold flame of thou. And cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it. And pouring into its distress the fiery ascent of Jesus Christ's victory of all Christ love, blaze that flame and forever hold command. And we thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with the one mighty stroke of the ascended Jesus Christ, victorious flame of all Christ love, and make peace eternal to the earth, even tonight as these words go forth. And to all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Expand it in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not the all Christ love. I make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, I return everything into the possession and control of the mighty I Am presence and the ascended host forever. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart's end of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the love of the victorious all Christ into everything wherever we move until all has become its eternal peace and perfection possesses the earth for eternity.